Chapter 9, The Dark Side. "We don't experiment on each other," Sid Heal had said to me in Los Angeles in early April 2004. "Not in our culture." A week or two passed, and then the other photographs appeared. They were of Iraqi prisoners in the Abu Ghraib jail on the outskirts of Baghdad. A 21-year-old U.S. reservist called Private Lindy England had been snapped dragging a naked man across the floor on a leash. In another photograph, she stood grinning, a cigarette dangling from her mouth, while she pointed at the genitals of a row of naked, hooded men. Lindy England, with her pixie haircut and sweet young face, was the star of many of the photographs. It was she who knelt laughing behind a pile of naked prisoners. They had been forced to build themselves into some kind of human pyramid. Perhaps it was her underwear that was draped over the head of a naked Iraqi, who was tied to a metal bed frame, his back arched excruciatingly. It seemed as if a small group of military guards, with Lindy England at their center, had used Abu Ghraib to fulfill their sexual fantasies, and that their downfall had been their desire to take trophy photographs. The U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld flew to the jail. He told the assembled troops that the events shown in the pictures were the work of "a few who have betrayed our values and sullied the reputation of our country. It was body blow to me. Those who committed crimes will be dealt with, and the American people will be proud of it, and the Iraqi people will be proud." The army hung a sign on the gate of the jail that read, "America is a friend of all the Iraqi people." Lindy England was arrested. By then, she was back in the U.S., 5 months pregnant, performing desk duties at Fort Bragg. It turned out that she came from a poor town in deepest West Virginia, and she had lived for a time in a trailer. For some commentators, that explained everything. "Deliverance comes to Iraq," ran one headline. In the 1972 American film Deliverance, Bobby, the overweight insurance salesman, Ned Beatty, is made to strip. He is then raped from behind by the bigger of the two hillbillies, all the while being forced to squeal like a pig. Maybe it's time to rethink whether these characters were exaggerations. Ms. England definitely does hail from hillbilly country.